Hello everyone, this is Scott Spaulding from Kentucky. I'm doing a quick audio boo review of Sendero GPS Look Around for Android. I installed it on my T-Mobile Comet tonight. I had some difficulty at first, but I think that was internet connection difficulties. Anyway, I've installed it, tried it a few times, and it works wonderfully. I highly recommend it. It's only $4.99. And for those that are looking for an accessible GPS program, it works great. While I'm on the topic of accessible programs, I have tried Code Factory's new Android web browser. And yes, you can read a page, but no matter what I do, I cannot get a keyboard to come up when I'm in the address bar area to get to other pages. So the only way I can get other pages to load is to click on the link on an existing page. And that doesn't work necessarily, other than just for the site you're on. So if anyone has any suggestions there, I'd love to hear it since I have purchased it. I've also purchased the accessible music player from Code Factory, and that seems to work okay too. I haven't really delved into it yet, but I think I'm gonna like it as well. Some of the accessible programs that such as Eyes Free Shell and some of the associated programs with that work good too. To varying degrees, but since I've got some vision, it's a little more annoying sometimes. Love to hear anyone's input on these and other accessible apps for Android and, for that matter, the iPod, since I have an iPod Touch, which is what I'm recording this on. Have a good night. And as another side note, if anyone has any suggestions for restoring full screen view in Windows Magnifier in Windows 7, please get in touch with me. I have tried everything I can think of and I'm out of ideas. Sorry to add on to this, but just wanted to keep everyone informed as to what's going on. Have a good night.